So I want to clarify something, okay?
Okay.
This beingness that you experience now, this can sometimes be a little awkward. People can be not sure. And then some people, it's just, they know straight up, right? So I'm just prefacing that.
Yeah.
This beingness that you're experiencing right now, the beingness, the aliveness, this point of consciousness, this point of awareness, this beingness, the beingness that you experienced when you were 10 years of age, is it any different to this beingness that you're experiencing now?
No.
Good. That's pretty good. That can take.
That was quick. I said.
Yeah, yeah.
Got that one quickly.
Right.
And the mind didn't even start doing its thing. It was just
right.
That's true. Good. I felt that true.
So let's at least acknowledge this beingness has not changed one little
bit. It's not changed. Not changed.
It's the only constant.
Yes.
Now let's look at the me from the age of 10 to now. Has that changed? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot, yeah.
It constantly changes. You can wake up in the morning feeling great, and for no reason at all, in the afternoon you can be, oh God, I feel depressed. I don't know what happened. I haven't seen anyone. I haven't done any. Yeah. Well, then the only thing that's shifted is the inner dialogue.
Right.
That then gets believed. Yeah. Which begs the question, well, who believes it? Oh, just the mind, just another thought. Not that it can believe, but, you know, a thought might arise in the morning. Gee, I feel great this morning. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's kind of really cool. And, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd be sitting there going, oh, I want to neck myself.
Right.
Like, this is fucked. I don't want to.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So in the morning, there was a particular pattern of thoughts that arose. Gee, life's wonderful. And then the afternoon, another particular pattern of thoughts arose. I want to neck myself. Life sucks.
Right.
It's all thoughts.
Yeah.
All thoughts. Now, the trick here is to include in this that I'm trying to get you to see all thoughts. Not like, yeah, there's some thoughts and me is aware of those thoughts. Now what I need to get you to do is to become aware of this supposed me that's now claiming to be aware of the thoughts.
Right.
Is there awareness of thoughts? Yes. Is it a me that's aware of thoughts? No.
Okay.
That's a belief.
Right.
Yeah. Which takes us back to, you know, for me to be aware of thoughts, me is mind.
Yes.
For mind or me to be aware, it would have to be conscious.
Right.
And we've already clarified that.
Right.
Crystal clear. We've clarified that. The mind is not conscious. Right? So this whole backstory that it's made up about the personal me, not one single skerrick of it is true.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's clarify something. From as way back as you can remember, there's always been experiencing.
Yes.
Call that the being. If you like, there's always been experiencing. Now, does the experiencing ever comment on anything?
No.
Good. And then the mind steps in and makes up a story about the experiencing, does it not?
Correct. Yes. Right. Yes, I see that. Yes.
Good. And because of the way the mind is and the way it operates, then what the mind does, because it can't do anything other than this, it then takes the story that it made up to be the actual experience.
Right.
Right there, you can see trauma reliving itself time and time and time and time and time again in the seeming present moment. I'm reliving that trauma. You're reliving nothing. Zero. When you burn your hand on a hot stove, and you lift your hand, does the experiencing is occurring here,
Yes.
Yeah. When does the hand ever say, "Jesus Christ, that was hot"? The hand. When does it ever say that? Jesus Christ, that was hot. Or the actual experience. Right. When does the experience actually comment? It doesn't. Do you understand what I mean now by the experience, the actual experiencing?
Yes.
So always.
So you're saying, so the mind is what creates a story that I burned my hand.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Now
the experience is just, that was an experience.
And that's it. And then the body will get to work on healing that.
Right.
And eventually that will fade and.
Right.
That will no longer. Two people on a roller coaster ride. They've never been on the ride before, and they both get in the front seat. They want the best experience, right? I'm going to be in the front seat of this thing. They've never been on it before, and they both get in, and off it goes. And it's one of those wild, bloody things that goes up and down and around and really fast. Anyway, the ride eventually pulls in, and the ride has stopped, and they get off it, and they both stand there and recount their experience of that ride. And one person says, "That was awesome. That was the best thing. Let's jump back in line, get another ticket and go and do that again." And the other person says, "That was a nightmare. You will never, ever, ever get me on that again."
Right.
Which person's right?
It's different experiences, right? Different perspectives.
No, it's the exact identical same experience.
Oh, right. But the mind created different stories.
They're different stories. Now, which story's right? Neither of them.
Right.
But in fact, when they're telling the story, the experiencing has stopped. The ride's over. It's not even happening now.
Right, right.
It's over, it's stopped. True. Right? Yeah. No, that experiencing is no longer. And now they're standing there, you know, the mind creates this big story about that seeming experience, which they both experienced. The exact same thing, the experience in was identical. Two different stories.
Right.
Now we've got, let's round it up. Yeah, we've got close to 8 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, intellectually, we can all agree there's one planet Earth. Yeah?
Yes.
I guarantee you, there'll be 8 billion different stories about planet Earth.
Sure.
Which one's correct? Not one of them.
Right.
Not one is correct because it's a story.
Right.
Yeah. But people don't realize it's a story. So they take their own story about planet Earth to be planet Earth. And it's not. Or they take their own story about themselves to be themselves.
Right.
It's a story. I was born such and such a year. I did this, that happened, and blah, 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 blah. And that's all contained in memory. When I went looking for the me, the closest I got to trying to find it was the realization, holy shit, me is nothing but memory.
Right.
In the absence of that memory, who am I? Because there's still aliveness here.
Right.
Yeah. And that story, that me story, just happens.
Right.
That needs to be witnessed. That needs to be seen. This idea that there's a me here that's responsible for the story and the thinking and what I think and how I see myself and how I see others and how I see the world, is total nonsense. It just happens.
You are listening to an excerpt from a virtual satsang about non-duality by Terence Stevens. Terence holds 2 Zoom satsangs every week. To make a booking, start your journey by going to www.terencestevens.com.